This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Zimbabwe's president has praised a free, fair, and credible election, as we have always promised, and said it was an unprecedented flowering of freedom and democracy in our beloved homeland. Speaking in Harare, Emmerson Mnangagwa called on all Zimbabweans to support him and work toward what he called a better future.
Whoever you voted for, now begins the time to join hands for us to forge for a better future.
Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa said that Monday's peaceful election had been manipulated and promised that the results would be challenged in court.
This election, as a presidential result, is fraudulent, illegal, illegitimate, and characterized by serious credibility gaps and some serious legitimacy issues that we feel must be raised.
Mnangagwa, a former enforcer of longtime leader Robert Mugabe, called the deadly violence against opposition supporters in the capital on Wednesday unfortunate. He said Chamisa had a crucial role to play in Zimbabwe's future. At least 29 people were killed and more than 81 others wounded when a pair of suicide bombers stormed a crowded Shiite mosque in eastern Afghanistan Friday. The assailants, disguised as women in burqas, entered the mosque in Gardez, the capital of eastern Paktia province, and sprayed worshippers with bullets. One of the attackers was shot dead by a security guard. The other went into a room where people had tried to hide and blew himself up. The provincial health director told VOA that scores of injured people have been taken to two city hospitals. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bloodshed. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.